Strange Adventure.
Larry Bell, the third mate, paced the bridge of the rusty little tramp steamer and gazed out over the dark ocean, ever on the alert for a danger he could not see. Save for the helmsman standing ghost-like in the glow of the binnacle light, he was alone. 8 bells struck, ending his long watch. He looked around for Martin, the second mate, who was to relieve him. A minute dragged by, 2 minutes, and there was still no second mate. At last, he heard a voice behind him.
Hello, Bill. I'm awfully sorry. I'm a bit late. I'll take over now.
Bell gave Martin the course and went into the chart room to write his log entry for the watch. As he was finishing, one of the sailors rushed into the room.
I say, will you see about Gidding, sir? He's up on the forward deck, scared to death. Says he saw the ghost of Chips.
Fine, I'll see what I can do.
Bell found the terrified sailor and helped him back to the crew's quarters. Giddings gulped a cup of coffee that seemed to remove the cloak of terror. Finally, he was able to speak.
I was on the lookout when I heard a voice, sir. I heard this voice and I turned around and there he was, coming toward me with a knife.
Now, look here. Chips has been dead a week.
Oh, it was his ghost, sir. They come back to rob me of my pearls, they did.
Your pearls?
Yes, Chips and me had a bag of pearls that we got in Tahiti. And we met in that cafe in Panama to divide them. The lights went out, and when they came on again, Chips was dead, sir. Stabbed in the back. And now his ghost has come back to accuse me of robbing him. But I didn't do it, sir. And I swear I didn't do it.
Look, you turn in and get some sleep. I'll see about this ghost.
Bell reported the incident to the captain. And the next night, just before midnight, Captain Webb and the third mate Bell stood side by side on the bridge, flashlights and guns ready, hoping to solve the mystery of the haunted ship. The captain moved closer to the third mate.
Hey, son, listen. You hear that?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know, but let's move up a little closer.
A loud sobbing came from the darkness of the forward deck, followed by a deep, sepulchral voice.
You robbed me of my pearls. Now I want your pearls, too. They are rightfully mine.
The captain's flashlight beam stabbed the darkness and fell upon a shrouded figure advancing with drawn knife upon the terrified sailor. The figure looked toward the bridge. Then, blinded by the light, he stumbled over a pipe guard and fell heavily to the deck. The officers ran down to the deck and pounced upon the very human phantom. The white-robed figure was motionless, the handle of the knife protruding from his chest. The blinding light in the fall had spelled his doom. Bell removed the cheap mask and looked down into the face of Martin, the second mate, the ghost of the haunted ship. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Black Stallion, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.